Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry Broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast. But I want to tell you this morning, do not fear. Do not fear. For thus says the Lord, verse 6 of hosts, once more in a little while, I am going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea, also the dry land. God's shaking some stuff right now. You want to know what's going on in this world? You want to know all that's happening? God is shaking. God is at work right now. Turn on, we hear about wars, rumors of war. We hear about so much, but there's a shaking that's going on. And he tells us during his shaking, regardless of what they are saying, he's saying, do not fear. God said, I got this. I'm with you. Do not fear. I'm going to shake. He said, and they will come. They will come. All nations. I will shake all nations. And he said, and they will come with the wealth of all nations. And I will fill this house with glory. I'm believing God right now with all this shaking that's going on. Lord, fill this house with glory. He said, I'm going to shake him. I'm going to shake this world. I'm going to get into everything. I'm going to move in the heavens. I'm going to move in the earth. I'm going to move. I'm going to shake and I'm going to shake and I'm going to shake. But I want you to see my glory. I'm waiting on God's glory. I'm waiting on you, Lord. Listen to what he says. He said, I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. In verse 8, isn't it something? He sort of like just throw this in. This what you call a little writing in the bottom of your, on the page. He said, the silver is mine. The gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. He said, I'm doing a shaking, but in my shaking, let me just share with you. I'm going to take a sidebar and let you know I'm shaking. I'm here to tell you I'm shaking. I'm looking for the glory. But in the midst of it, just realize this is silver is mine, the gold is mine. If you didn't know, then he says, listen what he says. The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts. God is doing something, church. God is doing something in our midst. And it's all going to come down to his glory. And in the midst of his glory, it doesn't matter about finances, because his glory will cover all places, will fill every part of us. His glory. And matter of fact, he said, my glory is going to come, and it's going to be greater than what you used to see or what you used to remember. Oh, I remember when church was like that. But if you're going to see the glory of God come in, and you're going to say, Lord God, I think this is greater. Anybody want to experience something greater than you experienced before in God? You want to witness something greater in God than you witnessed before? That's the season we're coming into that we're going to witness for ourselves. The stuff we've been reading in his word, we're going to be able to witness God move in the midst of his people. Yeah, we read about it in his word. We read about all that has happened in his word. And we think about Jesus and we think about all that he did. He said, just keep serving God. Watch when God's glory come in. Yeah, I'm still healing people.
I'm still moving. I'm still delivering people. His glory. His glory. Yeah, anybody believe in God? I'm believing God to do great things in his house. Let me put it this way. I'm believing God to do great things in his house and in his temples. I'm believing God to move in these temples, and the temples come together, and these temples form God's house. I'm believing God for a mighty move. I'm believing God for something I didn't see before. I'm believing God. I'm believing God in your life. I'm believing God with some crazy testimony that's going to come forth because of what God is doing in the midst of the shaking. He had to shake it. He had to shake it. God is doing something, church. He said, but we got to work. We have to work. We're going to have to pray. We're going to have to get in that place with God that we say, Lord, I know it's you, God. I hear what you're saying, Lord God. Lord, I hear you, God. I know what you're saying, Lord God. I'm going to do it, Lord God. So what? What is my evidence that I'm where I need to be? What is my evidence? What? How do I know when I get there? How do we know when we get to that place in us believing God? Well, I tell you how you're going to know. Because we're going to have peace. We're going to have God's peace in the midst of. When we are working in God, we find ourselves with God's peace in the midst of. In the midst of what? In the midst of whatever going on in our lives. We're going to have his peace. Philippians 4 says this. Rejoice in the Lord. Always. You just don't know what's going on, Pastor. He didn't say nothing about what's going on. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. Pastor, you just don't know what I'm going through. Rejoice in the Lord always. You don't know what happened on my job. Man, I just lost my job. Rejoice in the Lord always. Listen to what it says. Again, I say, rejoice. Let somebody know your spirit to all men. You know who don't change? Believers don't change. We said that we are Christ. We say we're Christians. We don't change. Our faith and our trust in God is always there. I'm always rejoicing. Anybody ever came to you and you had a bad day? And they come for a lift and you can't give them a lift because you weighed it down. He said, rejoice always. And the Lord know how to get us to rejoice, because when you almost try to get yourself in a place, he'll send someone to you that you minister to them, and through your ministering to them, you gain a new strength. Anybody was ever in that place and you really had that place, the Lord, just when you thought, you know, you're going to, oh Lord, you were getting ready to whine, he sent somebody to you. So instead of whining, you got to turn around and minister. No, I ain't going to let that grab you like that. You got to minister now. No. Just dry, just suck it up. Dry them tears off and get busy. Get to work. Work. He said, listen. He said, the Lord is where? Near. Be anxious. Anybody ever read this before? Be anxious for nothing. I say it again. You got to keep your butt out of it. Be anxious for nothing. I really do need God to move in this. You ever had to tell the Lord that? Had to tell somebody that? Boy, I really do need God to move for me. Like he's not doing anything. I really do need God to work this out for me. What you think he doing? Yeah, no, this sounds like it's going right. No, he can't be working. But the scriptures say God causes all things to work together for our good. But we'll quickly say, oh no, well I don't know. This ain't. I bind you right now, Satan, in the name of Jesus. This I need God to move in it. Look at Satan. Just look at him now. I bind you right now. And you get through binding and put out all your rope and tie him up, and he's still right there. You bind a lot of one that sent him there. He said, I wouldn't put any more on you than you can bear. He said, but with that thing that you're going through, that place you are, that place, that thing you're experiencing, he said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to tweak it a little bit. I'm not going to move it. You got to go through this. I'm doing a work. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, in prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, let your requests be made known. We told God about it, so guess what? Now, we told God, anybody mention it to God? You already told him about it? All we have to do now is just rejoice. Rejoice! I just heard that in the spirit, you know. But sometimes you're going, somebody come to you and just tell the Lord, wait, can I just get you to rejoice with me? Just rejoice with me. He's doing the work. Rejoice with me. He said, in the peace of God, that's our evidence. That's the evidence that we need today. Peace. If things are happening in our lives and things are going on in our lives and things are going awry in our lives and we find ourselves shaken, we need to get to that place where we give it to God. If you're still worried about it, that means that you have not given it to God. I don't care what you say. But if that's still your conversation, you have not given it to God. Because the Lord said, if you give it to me, I'm going to give you peace. Not any peace. I'm going to give you a peace that passes all understanding. I'm going to give you a peace that you don't even know why you got peace yourself.
Well, it's that time again. Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us by the way of Zoom for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m. That information is also on our Facebook page. You can join, go to the Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor, it's been a blessing to serve you with the word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His word decreed that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week, the same time, same station. And until then, this is Pastor Owens saying, be blessed.